Can you imagine how chaotic it would be in the world if everyone lived by an it's all about me philosophy? It just wouldn't go very well. Imagine a symphony. Diane Crocker and Colleen, can you imagine if musicians lived by it's an all about me philosophy? Can you imagine the tuba players just hitting notes so that they could be heard and nobody else could be listened to? And then perhaps the percussionists slamming their cymbals together, trying to beat out the tuba players. And then who else? Oh, the flutists. They shove the conductor so that they can stand up on the platform so everyone can see them. That sort of thing. And the cellist, they've got the bow in their hand. They're chasing everyone around to be quiet. Nobody cares about the conductor. Nobody cares about sheet music. All those things that Colleen and Diane love, you know, things like rests and quarter notes and pianissimo and forte. No one cares about that. And the trumpeter stands up and says, it's all about me and my expression. That doesn't work. That doesn't work, does it? So in the community and in our church, it wouldn't work if we all had an it's all about me kind of attitude. Things fall apart. We're not the center and it's good. Jesus is the center. It's our job to point to Jesus. And that's actually what Jesus is getting after here in our text from St. Matthew chapter 5 in a subtle way that I want to bring. You've heard this passage, salt and light, before. I want to bring that home today about serving just a little bit. Jesus says this in chapter 5, you are the salt of the earth. You are the salt of the earth. What does that mean exactly? How many people here this morning like salt? I like salt. Big fan of salt. This last week I got to have one of my favorite treats with salt. That is popcorn. Popcorn's such an easy snack to eat, isn't it? What is it? Just popcorn, it's a corn seed and what else? Oil, butter, salt. Some of you put like chocolate and craziness, but I like it simple, just popcorn, butter, salt. You wouldn't have popcorn without salt, right? You need to have that. But you know what's funny about that key ingredient? I've never heard someone say this before when they've had popcorn. Jeremy, you know that salt is amazing. Did you buy that at the market last week on Saturday? I've never heard anyone say something like this. That salt, it's exquisite. Is that from the Middle East? That's really good. No one's ever said that. What people typically say when they have popcorn is something like this. The popcorn tastes excellent. Salt is just something that accentuates the main ingredient. Salt is a side item. It's not the main thing. It highlights what you're eating. That's the whole purpose of salt, and boy, that's really important. But it's not the main thing. And when salt no longer accentuates what it's been put on, the kind of food or product that it's on, it's not worth anything. So Jesus says here, at the end of this little verse here, in verse 13, Jesus says if salt loses its saltiness, it's really not good for anything except to be thrown on the ground and trampled on feet. Then Jesus goes on to say, you are the light of the world. Anybody here like light? Yeah? Callie says yes. Yes, we like light. We all need light to live. It's just a vital component of life. You know, this last week in our house, we had two light bulbs go out in our kitchen, and something really strange happened. I started to think kind of strange thoughts, not recognizing that the light bulb had gone out. Maybe you can relate to this. I looked at our white cabinets and I thought, you know, they're kind of fading. They look dusty, like they've lost their appeal. And during the middle of the day, the lights were on in the kitchen, and I thought to myself, you know what? The light is fading outside. Boy, fall's right around the corner. Have you ever done something like that when the light, you know? Finally, I figured out two light bulbs were out. Went to the store, replaced the light bulbs with new light bulbs, You know, an amazing thing happened. Those cabinets looked white, like brand new.
And the countertop, the crumbs that we had not cleaned. Anyways, as you put together life and skull, the interesting thing of those is that they're put together so that they can shine, they can flavor other people. Someone looks at a light bulb, says, what a fantastic light bulb. They look at what it shines on. And they say, that's an amazing countertop. And that's those cabinets. They're amazing. That's the point. That's the point that Jesus is trying to get across. We're to serve. Shine a light on the center of the universe. Shine a light on Jesus and give him glory with our whole life. Now, we also want to serve others. That's really important. How important it is to serve other people.